What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for AwesomeO.com, and I am back with my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Wednesday, March 24th. Now, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when this and all of our other content goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman, so you can get updates to these sim results as we get closer to lock. And finally, let me know in the comments section who is your favorite and least favorite of my contenders for today. We're rounding out the bottom of my top 10 with Luka Doncic, James Harden, John Wall, Al-Farouq Aminu, Kemba Walker, number 6 on the outside looking in, who will be my favorites, my top 5 plays for today. It's time to find out. Coming in at number 5, center-eligible Nick Claxton. He's 4K, projected for 24. The goal is 36. He's in the optimal lineup 17% of the time. By the way, DraftKings, really hard on an 11-game slate. Everybody kind of looks the same. I gave Claxton 23 minutes. I think he's in line to play more if he can. I think they want to go to Claxton more than they want to go to DeAndre at this point. He's normally a 1.15 guy. That's not where I'm going. I have him in at 1.03 fantasy points per minute. That's 11 points, 5 boards, 2 stocks, 2.5 stocks. It's a tough matchup against Utah. I'll give you that. It's not a fun matchup at all when you have to face the Utah Jazz. But for 4K, for his rates, he makes for a nice paydown option. It's really hard to find a lot of value that we like so far on the slate. You got to get to Harden and you got to get to Luka Doncic somehow. You got to pay down somewhere. Nick Claxton is one of the guys that I would do that with. More of a mid-tier option here at number 4, point guard, shooting guard eligible Tyrese Haliburton. He's 5,700, projected for 31.5. The goal is 42, and he's in the optimal lineup 17% of the time. Now, these starting Kings, Fox, Haliburton, Hield, Barnes, Holmes, playing huge minutes. I gave Haliburton 33. He could play more. Just shy of a fantasy point per minute. Just under average usage. He's about 18%. 15 points, 5 assists, 3.5 boards, 2 stocks. Does a little bit of everything. Scoring is still there. Now, it's a pretty big pace down matchup against Atlanta, but it's still like a pretty decent matchup, all things considered. At the very least, it's average, we'll call it. Maybe a hair below average. It's Sacramento, though. What are you going to do? We're talking about big minutes. I don't think it's crazy to think that Tyrese Haliburton can get to 42 fantasy points on a day like today, especially if he's playing monster minutes. You need to find at least some guys in this mid-tier. Him having multi-position eligibility is very helpful in moving your lineups around, particularly on an 11-game slate. So Haliburton gets to number 4. Next up, former Sacramento King, but we're going to the opposite end of the bench here. Opposite side of the court, I guess I mean. Anyway, shooting guard, small forward eligible, Bogdan Bogdanovic. He's 4K, projected for 25. The goal is 36. Optimal lineup 19% of the time. I'm not expecting Danilo Gallinari to play today. He is questionable right now. Did not go through their walkthrough yesterday. So I have Bogdanovic in for 28 minutes. He's a 0.9, basically 0.89 fantasy point per minute guy. He does a little of everything. 13.5 points, 3.5 boards, 3 assists. You get a stock. But he gets to take on Sacramento, one of the worst defenses, if not the worst defense in the league. And he's a $4,000 player that you could roster at shooting guard, small forward, guard forward utility. You guys know how much I mention the guard forward eligible players on DraftKings, and this is no exception. He really makes things work. He is a perfect facilitator to getting to the more expensive guys on this slate, and the matchup is fantastic. And I haven't said anything about the revenge narrative. Next up at number 2, we're going point guard, shooting guard eligible Malik Monk. Now, he's 4,300 here. Not the same value that we see on FanDuel, but I still think he works. 26-point projection, 37-point goal, 20% odds of being in the optimal lineup. I'm giving him 26 minutes. He played increased minutes now with LaMelo Ball out, and I think that's going to continue. Full fantasy point per minute here. 26% usage, 16 points, 3.5 boards, 2.5 assists, almost a stock. Pace up spot against an absolutely dreadful Houston team. What's not to like here? I wish he was 4,100, but that's really quibbling. You can put him at point guard or shooting guard. The eligibility helps, and you're paying down for someone that could be a bit of a streak scorer. But again, the big piece here is that we don't really have a ton of value on this slate yet. Even for an 11-game slate, there's not a lot of news that's come out that's going to push some guys way to the top. So Malik Monk is someone that I expect to fall as the day goes on, but I don't expect him to ever look like anything other than a solid value play. Before we get to that number one contender, one last reminder, hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live, then head over to Twitter and follow me, at Josh Engelman, so you can get the updates to my sim results as we get closer to lock. And finally, head underneath the video, hop into the comment section. Who's your favorite contender, your least favorite contender? And if I missed your favorite play today, who is your favorite contender for today's slate? And finally, the number one contender for today, center-eligible Christian Wood, 8,100, projected for 45, the goal's 50, he's in the optimal lineup 20% of the time. 1.32 DraftKings points per minute. Pace neutral matchup against Charlotte, but you're not really worried about the defense here. I'm giving him the full freight of 34 minutes, 27% usage, 24.5 points, 10.5 boards, 2.5 stocks. Look, Christian Wood does everything offensively. They're at, like, relative full strength today. John Wall is there. Victor Oladipo is there. I think that actually helps Christian Wood to have other functional bodies on the floor. And for 8,100, for a center with very sizable usage rates, with huge rebounding rates, I mean, we're talking about a guy that's projected for essentially 25 and 11. But he's only 8,100 on DK. That is not a problematic price tag. I wish he had that power forward eligibility to really sneak him into some extra lineups. But to me, it doesn't matter. And it doesn't really matter what happens in the rest of the slate. I expect Christian Wood to be in the number one spot all day. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Wednesday, March 24th. I'm on everything today. Process show is already in the books. Go watch that. Strategy show with Laffy today at 10 a.m. That's coming up soon. Live before lock tonight, I'll be there with Greg Ehrenberg, and we're going the extra half hour for a little super draft content. You can't get rid of me today. Good luck tonight, everybody. Keep your eyes peeled for my updates. I'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.